In general, many assume that it is not coincidental that the parshios of Nitzavim, Vayelech, and Ha'azinu are typically the parshios that we read around the time of the Yamim Noraim. And part of the question is why. In general, the Shlach HaKadosh has an idea where the Shlach says, this is the Babich Rebbe quotes in at least one place, that there's always a connection between the Torah reading that you read in the Parsha and whatever of the Moedim, whatever events happen to be going on during that time. So what exactly is the connection between the Tzavim, Vayelech, and Ha'azinu with the Yamim Noraim? So it happens to be, if you look in the Gemara Masechas Megillah, the Gemara says that the real idea was having Parshas Kisava with all the Tochecha and the Klalas to have Kisava right before Rosh Hashanah. But Tosfos says, we didn't want to have the Klalas like right before Rosh Hashanah, so we read Kisava last week, and then we had like a week break of Parsh Nitzavim, so you're not having the Klalas like directly before Rosh Hashanah, not to have all the curses right before, so we have a bit of distance. And if you just have Tosfos, you would think that there's no real reason why it had to be Nitzavim, Vayelech, and Ha'azinu, Dafka, this time of year, as much as we wanted to have some sort of a break in between Kisava. But there are many who suggest that there is something really significant about these parshios in terms of why exactly we're reading them. We'll speak a little bit about the parshios as a whole, and then we'll develop, I think, three contexts in Parsha Nitzavim, three insights in Parsha Nitzavim, which we see there's a little bit of preparation for Rosh Hashanah. But first of all, those of you that like are into like either gematrias or numbers or things like that, Rav Moshe Wolfson in Musi Techa points out that Parsha Nitzavim has 40 psukim. 40 psukim, which are keneged the 40 days that begin Rosh Chodesh Elul and then go until Yom Kippur. Parsha Ha'azinu has 52 psukim, keneged Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way until Shmini Atzeres, when the time period ends. Nitzavim, Vayelech, and Ha'azinu together have 122 psukim, which is the amount of days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Zos Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, which is referred to by some of the Chassidim as the real Chasimas Hadin. So in a certain sense, the parshios, by the number of psukim, do give us some sort of an insight to orient ourselves a little bit. That's one mahalach. There are many that point out, though, that we find a remes to Rosh Hashanah in the beginning of the Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, that all of you are standing today in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And some of the Mefarshim are bothered by the word Hayom. What do you mean Atem Nitzavim Hayom? You're standing like today. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Klal Yisrael, so obviously you're standing in front of them today. What's the significance of the Hayom? So some point out that Rashi clarifies this day was a major day. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's last day on this world. It's his last day on earth before he's going to pass away. So it's Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, that like today, the day when Moshe's last final day, this is the speech that he's giving over. But many, in particular by the Hasidim, they point out a Zohar. Mordechai Eliyahu also had this, that Stam Hayom, the Zohar says, is always a little bit of a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Like the Hayom Nigin that we sing in Yamim Neram Davening, Yom Haras Olam. When the Torah says Hayom, it's always a hint to Rosh Hashanah. So Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, today, you are all standing Hayom, today on Rosh Hashanah, in front of Hashem. What's the significance? Where do you find the remez? It's not an idea in Pshat, but what's the message? What do you learn about this being a reference to Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Gedalia is sure, the Rashiva of Torah Vadas, and Rav Gedalia has the following insight. The first pasuk teaches us about the way that we're judged. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. We are all going to stand in front of Hashem. One way that we're judged is being part of a klal. Part of the judgment is a judgment that's for all of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Roshechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Vishotreichem, the continuation of the pasuk, Kol Yisrael, is that you also stand in front of Hashem as each individual. So in a certain sense, the reference in the beginning of Parsha Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, is Hayom Kulchem, that we're going to have two judgments. One is us as a whole, all the Jewish people, and the other one is really going to be us as an individual, and that's what's referenced here in the beginning of the Parsha. So what you have, again, is Parshas Nitzavim, Hazinu, Vayelech, Hazinu, or Red Dafka this time of year. And for Moshe Wolfson, it has to do with like the amount of psukim and certain remazim that are conveyed. Through that, if it was just Tobas Megillah, I would think these psukim are more of just like, it can't be Parshas Kisavo right away, because that would have Klala right before Rosh Hashanah, so we have to have some distance. But there are some indications that Dafka Parsh Nitzavim, right before Rosh Hashanah, conveys a message for us. And one of them is Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Hayom or Rosh Hashanah, that the way we're going to be judged is by all of us as a whole, followed by us individually. Rav Biederman, in his Sefer in Elul, quotes an additional pshat in Atem Nitzavim Hayom. It's on page 53. He says the Beis Avram of Slonim used to give the pshat that Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Hayom is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar. Hayom is Yom Hadin. And nevertheless, it teaches something about the way we orient ourselves in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day where Atem Nitzavim Hayom. You're all standing in front. You're all standing there. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, which is a reference says the Beis Avram of Slanim, that when, on Rosh Hashanah, you should be happy a little bit. Because whenever you're Nitzavim Hayom, on Rosh Hashanah, when you're standing there in judgment, at least it's Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's before the Ribono Sha'olam. And the amazing schus to be able to stand right before Hashem Yisbarach is something which is very, very powerful and can orient a person to have a certain degree of simcha. He tells a Maisa that the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, said that he once read a story about a certain non-Jew in America. The Ger Rebbe is not known for his embrace of Torah Umada. It was a particular event. We'll see what he thought in a second. He either was a special shiata to the Shemaya. He happened to come across the story of a certain non-Jew in America that very much wanted to meet the president when he was younger. And he ended up having like to connive his way eventually to meet the president and to be with the president for 2 minutes. They ended up, he was caught and he was put in prison for half a year. And when someone said to this person, isn't it crazy that you would, for 2 minutes with the president, that you're going to be in prison for, 6 months, how much do you regret, meeting the president? He said, Adaraba, for 2 minutes with the president, I would undoubtedly sit in jail for 6 months. And said the Pnei Menachem, Rabbi Irvin points out, that when you learn an amazing message here, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. If you're standing in front of the Ribono Sholem, we have not just 2 minutes in front of Hashem. We have all of Hayom, all of Rosh Hashanah, with a special connection to Hashem. So achas kam v'kama, are we going to be able to feel a certain sense of simcha when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the bitachon we have, that our gezar din is going to turn out okay. There is a third message found in Atem Nitzom. Hayom, a reference to Rosh Hashanah, al derech remez or drush, that the Lubavitcher Rebbe had in the Sefer Torah Menachem. And that is that what you find here is not what the Or Gedaliah said about the way that we're judged, kulchem, followed by individuals. It's not what the Beis Avram Sonomer said, what Rav Biederman quotes, about the simcha you're supposed to feel on Rosh Hashanah. But rather, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Torah is teaching us the Eitzah to be successful on Yom HaDin. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, if you want to be in a good place when you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, make sure it's with an attitude of kulchem, and make sure it's with an attitude of all people are welcome. Chotei Veitzecha and Shoei Vemecha, the wood choppers and the water carriers, that all of Klal Yisrael is welcome. That one of the best eitzas for Yom HaDin is to be able to feel a connection to Klal Yisrael. And in particular, Lubavitcher Rebbe said, if you're the kind of person that's able to try to positively impact those Jews who are simple Jews, those Jews that are not always Boshechem Shevteichem, but to bring all of Klal Yisrael together in a very, very meaningful way. And that, since the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, is really giving us an Eitzah, not how we orient ourselves, B'simcha, or how we're judged, but here's the piece of advice. If you want to be successful Yom HaDin, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulchem. That's where the Or Gedaliah quotes that from Simcha Banu Pshischa, that the best Eitzah you can have when it comes to Yom HaDin is to never stand in front of Hashem Yisbarach when it's only you. If you bind yourself to Klal Yisrael, then I'm judged with Klal Yisrael as a whole. The Ribono Shel Olam is a special love for the Jewish people as a whole. So the more that you're connected to others, the more that you're investing in your relationships with others, the better opportunity you're going to have to stand there in front of Yom HaDin. So we saw, putting it together, 5 different explanations, what's going on with these parshios. This approach number one, what Tovas Megillah really sort of implies, we had to read Kisavo of the Tocha, of the rebuke, and of the Klalas at the end of the year, but we didn't want it to be right before, so we needed a gap, not to have Klalas right before Rosh Hashanah. That's these parshios. They serve as a gap. We saw from Moshe Wolfson these parshios are a reference to the 40 days, to the 52 days, and to the 122 days that give us a message about the Yom HaDin that ends on Yom Kippur, Yom HaDin that ends Hoshana Rabbah, going to Shmini Atzeres, and a Yom HaDin that ends on Zos Chanukah, a very, very powerful insight about a remez to how much opportunity we really have. And then we saw ideas 3, 4, and 5, Hayom and Parshat Nitzavim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. For the Or Gedaliah, the way that we're judged, Klal and Prat. For the Beis Avram of Slanim, the simcha that we should be feeling, and for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, an Eitzah to Yom HaDin. What I would point out is I don't think it's coincidental that the messages that we find here are predominantly messages of remez. There are different forms of Torah. There's pshat, there's remez, there's drash, and there's sod. I don't think it's significant that this form of preparation for Shana takes place dafka through remez. I'll make a suggestion. You can take it or leave it. But that's when something's really on your mind, so you see hints to it everywhere. Something's really on your mind, you can't miss it. So before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be so much on our mind that I can't even get through the first pasuk of Parshas Nitzavim without seeing multiple remazim, Nitzavim, standing still in front of Hashem. Hayom, on this day, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, like the Malchus and the Kesher we feel to Ribono Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah. That dafka in a time like this, we should be seeing Rosh Hashanah everywhere. And that's what many of the Baalei Avodah do. 40 pesukim, I'm excited about Shnai Mikra. No. 40 psukim, it's a reference to Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. 52 psukim, How many total next couple of weeks? Like, my son would definitely be bothered by that. You know, this is a good 3-week stretch coming up as far as Grace of Torah goes. 122. He points out from the Tchiner also the 122 Pesukim in Parshas Kisavo beforehand. Not to get into that right now. But there are remuzim here, because sometimes remuzim are there when you're really involved in a certain relationship, if something's really on your mind, you see hints to it everywhere. Hints to it everywhere. And part of what's supposed to be this time of year is to be able to see hints everywhere. Like in Maisa, they say about the Kedushas Levi, that one time there was a guy who was like a fix-it man. One of the guys who goes around like fixing things and asked Elul time, I think, by the Kedushas Levi. I think Abraham J. Twersky has this in one of his books. Asked that time, anyone need anything to be fixed? And the Kedushas Levi said, wow, even he sees how broken I am inside. That sometimes when it's really on your mind, all you hear are references to Yamim Nerayim, which be zocha to prepare well for Yamim Nerayim, to have the attitude of a certain kind of confidence, to be able to do so and know that the way we bind ourselves to Klal is going to be incredibly, incredibly significant, and to be able to hear and become attuned to the power of these days to make sure we're preparing effectively and doing as good a job as we possibly can. Shkai, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night.